The history of rock and roll.
This is WOR-FM, New York.
And the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down.
Like C.C. Rider, Stagger Lee was an elderly folk song which survived the translation to rock and roll and became a number one record for Lloyd Price in 1959. Dion DiMucci was still leading the Belmonts back then, wishing either that he weren't a teenager or that he weren't in love, or both. Berry was concerned about teenagers in 1959, too. His song on the subject was called Almost Grown.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Nah,
they ain't said I broke no rules.
Nah,
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Nah,
I don't browse around too much.
Nah,
don't bother me, leave me alone.
Nah,
anyway, I'm almost grown.
Nah,
records with almost the same titles by groups with similar sounding names made it in 59. So Fine by the Fiestas, and this one, You're So Fine by the Falcons.
You're so fine.
Documentary enters the 1960s with Elvis Presley's Stuck on You, released while he was still in the Army.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree, shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
The history of rock and roll returns with a 1960 record from Detroit, a hit which led to the development of Motown Records.
The history of rock and roll.
Thank you. that Strong's recording of Money was written by Berry Gordy Jr., now president of Motown Records. Gordy, who had written all of Jackie Wilson's hits in addition to bestsellers from Marv Johnson, created his own independent label to release Money. It was the beginning of an empire. Meanwhile, the Hollywood Argyles enlivened 1960 with a musical comic strip, Alley Oop.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. The toughest man there is alive.
Alley-oop.
Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide.
Alley-oop.
He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes.
Alley-oop.
Look at that caveman go.
Alley-oop.
He sure is hip, ain't he?
Alley-oop.
Like what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
Long as I eat pies and soda pop and everything after each show, I'll stay fat.
Chubby Checker discussed the hazards of being Chubby Checker in 1960.
I tell you, if I don't eat after each show that I do, I lose 8 pounds a week, and I didn't realize this until lately. About 2 months ago, when my records first came out and really started going real big for me, I started doing the twist, and I just ate regular, and I lost 29 pounds. And so the way for me to keep my weight is I eat like after every show.
For the Mystics was accompanied on the 1960 record charts by the pounding sound of Freddie Cannon.
Tallahassee Lassie was recorded in Boston, Massachusetts in a small recording studio, and I paid for the recording session myself, and I was determined to go in and try this. What's even more crazy, and I'll add to that, is that while we were recording this record, the engineer punched the buttons on the tape recorders and walked out of the studio. We didn't have any idea if we had the record on tape or not. And it was just, the tapes were just rolling, and somewhere within 37 takes of the one song of Tallahassee Lassie, we had the hit version.
Well, she comes from Tallahassee.
Woo!
She got a high five chassis.
Woo!
Maybe looks a little
Rangers are standing by to amplify the history of rock and roll coming next.
The history of rock and roll.
Taylor, who joined the Ventures as a drummer after their formation, tells how guitarist Don Wilson and Bon Bogle recorded Walk Don't Run.
Don and Bob started the whole thing, and they got together and decided they wanted to do a recording session. So they hired a drummer and a bass man, and they got the idea of the record, or the song that they were doing, from a Chet Atkins album. So it's a Johnny Smith record, the original Walk Don't Run. So Johnny Smith wrote it. And Chet Atkins recorded it on an album. And they listened, you know, listening for things to record, and they heard this Walk Don't Run, and they put their own arrangement to it, went into the studio and recorded it with their own money.
From the Ventures to Jive and Gene, our 12-hour rock chart sweep rolls on with Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, a teen song followed by a capsule view of the bubblegum field.
Breaking up is hard to do.
History of rock and roll.
Obvious response to the rising riches of adolescence and their eagerness to identify with song lyrics. The history of rock and roll will examine an associated phenomenon, the professional teenage voice, in a later portion of the rock chart sweep. Billy Bland continues our voyage through 1960 with a semi-teen song, Let the Little Girl Dance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance.
The history of rock and roll resumes with a 1960 hit by Fats Domino.
The history of rock and roll.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me.
Fats Domino continued to prove his timelessness in 1960 with My Girl Josephine, as did the Drifters, who earned one of their three gold records for Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home. So darling, save the last dance for me. Save the last dance for me.
Has rock and roll music changed much since the late 50s and early 60s? Duane Eddy doesn't think so.
I began a number of years ago. I began recording about, well, it's 10 years ago now, 1958. And in some ways, it hasn't changed at all. There's still the basic ingredients in most of the records. They were doing a lot of the same things then that they are now.
Rock and roll turns another page in 1960 to remember the hang loose sound of Gary U.S. Bond.